Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. And today, as the kryptonite glows relentlessly beside the unconscious form of the Man of Steel far below the sea, his friends at the Daily Planet are beginning to worry about the man they know as Clark Kent. To prove to Superman's four deadliest enemies that a fragment of the shattered planet Krypton could make them masters of the Man of Steel, the Scarlet Widow set a trap for Superman in her penthouse apartment. In a desperate attempt to recover the kryptonite, which robs him of all his strength when he comes within 10 feet of it, Superman appeared at the apartment. Although he remained a safe distance from the main fragment of kryptonite, tiny particles planted around the room caused him to lose consciousness. Placing Superman in a large cedar chest, together with a small piece of the deadly kryptonite, the Scarlet Widow had the chest taken 2 miles out to sea and dropped overboard. As we continue now, the following morning, Lois Lane has just entered the office of Editor Perry White at the Metropolis Daily Planet. Listen.
Chief, this is serious. Clark is missing.
Ah, nonsense, Lois,
then
nonsense.
Then where is he? He hasn't been seen since the night before last. He hasn't been in his apartment either. Jim and I were there yesterday and again this morning. His bed hasn't even been slept in.
So what? Kent's probably out playing detective.
Detective?
Sure, sure. He's never happy unless he's making like Sherlock Holmes.
Now listen.
He must be trying to find that piece of kryptonite or whatever they call it that was stolen from the Metropolis Museum.
I...
Now stop worrying about him. Kent acts like a screwball pretty often, but he can take care of himself.
But where is he? He's never been gone so long without getting in touch with us.
Will you stop asking me where he is? How do I know?
Well, you don't have to bite my head off just because you're worried.
Who's worried?
You are, and you know it. I think we ought to call Inspector Henderson.
Are you out of your mind? Kent isn't a baby, and besides, Henderson's got his hands full hunting for the Vulture and the Teufel and Papa Roush and the Laffer and... what's that?
Your intercom.
Don't you think I know what it is?
Will you...
Yes, Miss Packrack.
Inspector Henderson.
He did? Well, put him on. Put him on. Come on. Come on. What are you waiting for?
He isn't on the line. He just gave me a message for you and hung up. He said he was in a hurry.
Oh, well. What was the message?
He said he hasn't been able to find any trace of Mr. Kent.
Oh, he hasn't, eh?
No, sir. But he said Mr. Kent had been at police headquarters last night with Captain Donovan.
Donovan?
Yes, sir. Inspector Henderson said that Olson had spoken with Captain Donovan and was on his way here now.
Olson? Jimmy Olson? Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Send him in as soon as he shows up. You hear that, Lois? Kent was at police headquarters last night and...
Yes, I heard. So you did call Inspector Henderson after all.
Huh?
Oh, you told me you weren't worried about Clark.
Well, I had to talk to Henderson anyhow about those four crooks who broke out of jail and, I just happened to mention Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's Olson? Headquarters is only 5 minutes from here, and I suppose he had to stop and get the baseball scores.
I'm sure he didn't, Chief. Jim's just as worried about Clark as we are. As a matter of fact, I think...
There you are. There you are, Olson. Come in.
Hello, Miss Lane.
Hello, Jim.
Mind the greetings. Never mind. Now, just tell us what Captain Donovan told you.
Well, how did you know?
Never mind how I know. A little bird told me. An elephant told me. Will you stop wasting time and start talking?
Well, sure, if you'll give me a chance. Mr. Kent was at police headquarters last night, trying to get Captain Donovan to help him look for the kryptonite.
Ah, there. You see, Lois?
Donovan told Mr. Kent he was crazy.
And he's right.
Especially when Mr. Kent said he was sure the theft of the kryptonite was tied up with the jailbreaks of De Teufel, the Vulture, Papa Roush, and the Laffer.
Well, then...
Kent said that?
Uh-huh. And then he got a phone call. Captain Donovan didn't know who it was from, but when Mr. Kent hung up, his face was white as a sheet, Donovan said. Then he told Donovan that Superman would either come to police headquarters with the kryptonite in an hour, or else he'd probably never be seen again.
What?
Jim.
And that's what Mr. Kent said. He went right out. Gosh, I'm worried. Where do you suppose he went? And what did he mean about Superman never being seen again?
Well, he didn't mean anything. He was just trying to sound important.
Well, Mr. Kent's no four-flusher.
I can't understand what... Good heavens.
Huh?
What, Lois?
Clark might have fallen into the Vulture's trap, or De Teufel's, or the Laffer's, or Papa Roach's.
Well, what are you talking about? What trap?
Now, Chief, Clark had a hand in sending all four of those terrible men to jail.
Yes.
And don't you remember at their trials, each one swore that he'd get Clark?
Oh, jeepers, that's right. Golly, Miss Lane, you think they got Mr. Kent?
Well, there's no reason to think so. Kent was on the trail of the kryptonite.
If they were after him, they knew that. And so they could have set a trap for him using the kryptonite, and maybe even Superman as bait. And poor Clark just walked into it. That would explain his telling Captain Donovan last night that if Superman wasn't there with the kryptonite in an hour, he might never be seen again.
Yeah, and Superman didn't show up, and neither did Mr. Kent. Gee whiz, what'll we do?
Well, no. The thing to do is not to lose our heads. I'll get in touch with Inspector Henderson.
No. What we've got to do is to contact Superman.
Superman?
Yeah,
how in the
that's
world...
it, Miss Lane. Superman can find Mr. Kent, and it would be only fair, too, seeing how Mr. Kent got in trouble trying to help him.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Just pick up the phone, Olson, and give Superman a ring.
Oh, yeah. How are we going to contact him?
Well, once, when I needed him, I broadcast from our radio station for Superman, and he heard me.
Say, that's right.
Remember?
And he got there just in time to save us.
Yes.
Remember, Chief? I mean, Mr. White.
No, I'll never forget it. Well, what are you waiting for, Lois? Maybe it'll work again. Come on. We'll go upstairs to the studio right now, and you can try broadcasting for him again. Maybe it'll work.
Hurrying from the city room, Perry White, Lois Lane, and Jimmy Olsen rush to the radio studio on the roof of the Daily Planet, where, at a command from White, the news program is interrupted so that Lois, standing before the microphone, can broadcast an appeal for Superman.
Superman, calling Superman, wherever you are. Clark Kent is in danger and needs you. He's in danger because he tried to help you. So please help him now. Superman, calling Superman. Please contact the Daily Planet at once.
Again and again, Lois Lane sends her SOS for Superman out over the airwaves, little knowing that at this very moment, Superman, who is Clark Kent, lies unconscious in a large cedar chest weighted with stones and a piece of the green, glowing, eerily humming kryptonite at the bottom of the sea. The powerful tide catches at the chest and rolls it over, then drags it along the sandy, pebbly bottom, turns it again and again and again, as in some grim, ironic game. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But first, let's hear from our good friend.
Say, gang, if you let today go by without sending for your sundial wristwatch, the one Kellogg's Pep is putting out, well, you'll be missing out on something mighty swell. In the first place, this timepiece is so doggone good-looking, you'll want to wear it all day long. The dial's made of shiny aluminum, about as big around as a regular wristwatch, and there's a handy strap to hold it flat to your wrist. You'll use it often to tell time to the sun. All you do is lift the pointer on the dial and aim it due north. The sun's rays will make the shadow of the pointer fall on the dial, and that's the hour of the day. You don't want to be without this sundial wristwatch when you go on hikes or on scouting patrol or when you go to club meetings. Now, this is the very last day I'll be telling you about this wristwatch. So send in for yours today. First, ask Mom to get a couple of packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Tear off the two box tops. Be sure you get the ones marked top. And send them along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. It's your last chance. It's hurry, 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 gang. Send for your modern sundial wristwatch today from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. North of Metropolis, on the beach before a small, rough shack made of old boat planks, a fisherman and his daughter are drying their nets as the powerful surging tide comes in. In the distance, beyond the black rocks, a brewing storm darkens the afternoon sky. The fisherman is bent and weather-beaten. His daughter Abigail is about 16, dressed in overalls, her hair free and flowing, her feet bare.
Big storm brewing out there, Pa.
Yep. Ain't gonna have these nets dry before that storm blows the rain in, Abby. Yeah, might as well leave them.
All right, Pa. I'll go in and cook supper then. Pa, look out there.
Yeah, look at what?
Right out there by the sandbar. Some kind of a box the tide brought in.
Yeah, sure enough. Stuck on the bar, she is.
Pa, let's go get it. Might be something good in it.
Well, what are you talking about, Abby? Take a chance in that riptide kind of some worthless old box?
Oh, I'm not afraid, Pa. Might be something fine in it. Like some nice dresses I could wear, maybe.
Yeah, nonsense.
Oh, you can't be sure, Pa. There might be something in it we could use. We could use a lot of things.
That we can, Abby. A young girl like you should have pretty things. But you ain't gonna find them in that old box.
We could drag it in and look.
Ain't worth the risk, I tell you. You know as well as I do how strong that riptide is. Besides, look at that storm building up in the north. Might hit us before we can get back. Come on now, we'll go in and get supper.
Pa?
Yes, what now?
I'd be awful obliged if you'd go out with me and fetch back that box.
Hey, you're just like your mother was, Abby. Looking up at me so trusting-like. Yeah, and figuring to twist me around to her way of thinking. Well, I'll tell you what. The tide ain't all in yet. If so be it lifts the box off from the bar so she comes in past the worst of the rip, and if and the storm ain't blowed up yet when that happens, well, we'll go get the box.
Oh, Papa, the tide might not pick the box off the bar.
Well, you don't get it then. Nothing lost. Come on now into the house. Get your old pie supper. And stop looking back at that box. Tell you there ain't nothing in it worth having.
All right, Pa. Just as you say.
Reluctantly, the young girl follows her father into their shack, neither of them knowing that the fisherman has consigned Superman to the freakish will of the tide and the brewing storm. Yes, Superman is in that chest on the sandbar, and with him, the deadly kryptonite. What will happen? Is Superman still alive? Will the tide mercifully carry him beyond the sandbar into the reluctant hands of the fisherman? Or will it fail to dislodge the cedar chest and then carry it back into the fathomless sea? Which will it be? Don't miss Monday's startling episode, fellows and girls, when we learn the fate of the Man of Steel. Tune in, same time, same station, and listen to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.